Thanks God, although outside it's raining, but we can come here a little bit wet with full spirit to start this morning. And let us pray before we read the Bible. Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful day. We can come to your house, sit closely to you, to see you and to hear what you want me to hear. We pray that the Holy Spirit guide us before we read the Bible so we can understand and put the Bible in our heart and apply it in our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible, Isaiah chapter 6. I invite Jeff to help me to read from first 1 till 6. Yes. First 1 to 6. Come here. You use this microphone.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. The two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and two he flew. And one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, with the temple who was filling with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I am among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, and with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs.
What kind of message that this morning we want to learn? First of all, when we see this verse, in the year that King Uzziah died, brothers and sisters, you imagine if, I'm sorry, China President Hu Jintao suddenly died. And then what happened with China? Yeah. Maybe the president or the prime minister, Wen Jiabao, take control. Or the other leader. And then every stuff like, oh, what happened after this? What happened after this? If China, the situation is like that. How about North Korea? Young leader Kim Jong-un suddenly killed. And what happened with North Korea? The situation must be very, very rash. Maybe South Korea start to attack North Korea. Or United States send flight and then do everything. That's the situation under control. When King Uzziah died, this king ruled the kingdom almost 42 years. That's a long, long period. 42 years, that means the kingdom already stable, good condition, and then now the king was died. This is the situation. Number two, Isaiah. Who is this guy? Isaiah is a smart person. He has a prophecy gift, and also he has his position is advisor for the king, advisor of the king. So Isaiah is the guy who thinks further than other people. So Isaiah can see what happened after this. And then he afraid. So let us imagine. Number one, our situation, chaos, like King Uzziah died. And then the second thing, we a person who always think about our future. Have you ever feel afraid when you think about your future? 2 days ago, when I was in Palembang, my hometown, I saw a guy walk like this. I believe he want to walk fastly, but he cannot move his legs, so he walked like this. Then I thought, few years ago, you are not walking like that. You walk like this. But now, after 10 years, like this. And I'm a smart guy who think also, maybe one day I also same. Mimi say, hurry up, selamat, hurry up. And I say, yes, yes. Why? Because something happened. Something happened. If something bad can happen for other people, maybe also same with us. And I heard from my friend, I cannot sell something in this area because government closed this state for merchandise. All shop closed. All shop closed, yes. What are you doing now? I don't know. Something bad happened to him. And I heard from other sister, the school didn't continue my contract again. So I lost my job. Or you can hear my friend husband leave my friend and then have another woman. Something bad. This kind of situation can happen to us. That's why make us afraid. If you have children like me, my son already teenager, sometimes we have worry. Is Samuel smoking? Or do something bad? Or how about cardia? And I heard from cardia, 100 students, only 12 women, all men. So it must be something unusual. 100 people, if cardia growing up 5 years, and then 100 people will get a line, choose me, cardia, like that. In the school, and maybe something bad will happen. Make us afraid. We are smart guy. Amen. Yeah, we are thinking about future like Isaiah. He know that when the king died, something bad will happen. Same situation, but thanks God, what Isaiah did is a good example for us. What he did, we see, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lift up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. In this situation, I believe that Isaiah didn't see the Lord from far away. He sees the Lord very close in the temple. That means in the bad situation, Isaiah come to see the Lord. Isaiah want to know what is the meaning of this situation. Brother and sister, we can have bad news in our life. We can see bad situation, but one more thing we cannot not see. We must see the Lord. That means we must come closely to the Lord. If we come closely to the Lord, we have peace. God will show us the vision. Not only Isaiah. If we read another prophet in Old Testament, we can see that Habakkuk also did the same thing. I want to know what God tell me. I want to hear what God tell me and come closely. So come closely to the Lord is very important in our life. Before we do anything, come close. Close. I want to know what happened after this. I want to know. And then when Isaiah come to God, what does he see? Two things. Number one, he see that God sit on the throne. That means he is in control. He is the Almighty God sit on the throne. Number two, verse 3, one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Holy is the essence of the person of God. And the angel said three times. I think one time enough. Why should say three times? These three times want to tell us that God is holy. God is holy. God on the throne and God is holy and never change to unholy. He always holy. Isaiah see this kind of vision. God on the throne, that means God is Almighty God. And God is holy, holy is never changed. God is Almighty and never changed. The situation can be changed, but our God never changed. Amen? Yeah. So, also in the book of Isaiah, there's a verse said, until your hair changes become white, I still the same God who loves you. I never changed. Jesus Christ was now and forever never changed. This is our God. This is our hope. We must put our faith in this God. Other God can change, but our God, Jesus Christ, never change. Amen. This is what Isaiah sees. After Isaiah sees this kind of vision, Isaiah said, "Woe is me, I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." In introduction, I already tell you that Isaiah is a smart guy. And he is an advisor of a king. So his position is very, very high. After he sees this vision, Isaiah bowed down and said, "Woe of me, I'm nothing." This kind of attitude want to tell us that Isaiah is a humble man. He know who he is and he know who is God. Still remember when two person in New Testament come to worship God in a temple. One is Pharisees. Pharisees guy say, "Oh, I am good God. I give offering. I am fasting. I do everything." But the tax collector sit at the back and say, "I am a sinner. I am nothing. God, have a mercy to me." And what the Bible tell us? The sinner get forgiveness, but the Pharisees get nothing. As long we come to Lord with humble attitude, God will bless us. God is blessed us. Like I tell you, I have two sons. I have one son, one daughter. Yeah. If one day one of them did something bad, of course I'm angry. But when they come and say, "Papa, I'm sorry," then all angry, cooling down. Like push 100 pounds of ice in your head, cooling down. Why? Because I did something wrong. Papa, forgive me. If we as a man can do like that, how much more our God? So the Bible tells us, Isaiah said, "Woe of me." And then at verse 6, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged." And the angel touched Isaiah's lips and then take away Isaiah's sin. I'm thinking What is the meaning of this verse? As we know that in the first one, the situation is chaos because King Uzziah is dead. What Isaiah need is something important. Something important that maybe, okay, Isaiah, don't be afraid. I will stay with you. I guarantee everything like that. Or maybe God will give Isaiah another vision, like very, very peaceful picture. No, he didn't give this. An angel touched Isaiah's lips. God give forgiveness to Isaiah. Why God give forgiveness to Isaiah? Because forgiveness is the first blessing and the very, very important blessing to everybody. If you get forgiveness from God, then you can get another blessing from God. Let us open Rome chapter 5. We can see Rome chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produced perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint it, because the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So, brother and sister, how you can get justified by God? By grace. Before we are a sinner, after we get forgiveness from God, we become justified. And the Bible told us, after you get justified from God, you have access. Access, that means come closely to God. Come closely. In John, you can read that after you get forgiveness from God, you are not outside people, but you are son of God. You have new connection, new relationship with God. If God can forgive you, then I believe 100% that God also can save you from other problem. Amen. That's why the first blessing, when Isaiah come to the Lord, God give him forgiveness blessing. If you have this kind of blessing, don't worry about your life. Amen. Why I said like that? We read chapter 8, Rome chapter 8. Sorry, verse 8. Verse 8, chapter 5. But God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from word through him. The word much more than. That's mean much more than. If God already show his love when you still sin, much more than now you are son of God. Should we worry about our life? Should we afraid about our future life? No. Why no? Because God love us. This is our standpoint in this life. That's why when I saw the guy like this, I believe God still loves me. I believe my wife still with me. Maybe she will walk like this so that she can wait for me. She will not leave me when I only walk like this, God jogging beside me. So we can see how much more our love. Brother and sister, I don't know how is your situation. What kind of King Uzziah died in your life? Maybe in these 2 months, your contract will finish. You haven't find new contract. Or your saving almost finished. Or you have many, many problems. You think and you cannot get the answer. I suggest you come to see the Lord. When Isaiah come to see the Lord, Isaiah get the first blessing, forgiveness. And then after that, other blessing will follow him. Same with you and me. God will give you an answer your problem. The last thing, after Isaiah restored by God, and then God said, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. After restored by God, we are ready for God's mission. Don't forget of that. When God already changed you, that means God doesn't want you stay in that place. God want you go outside to be a witness for other people, to say that God is good all the time. God is good all the time. With this kind of life, we make our life in good position so that God's blessing never stop. When God already blessed me, I didn't keep this blessing to me. I always want to share. Why I want to do it? Because I believe when the blessing almost empty, God give new blessing again to me. Then I get it. I want all of you get new blessing. Don't keep blessing from God. Just share it. When you share it, and God give new one. Because what? Because the Bible said God blessing always new every morning. God blessing like a manna. When Israel came out from Egypt, God said, you can take, but you no need to keep. Why? Because tomorrow you have new one. So God blessing always new. You can have it. You share it. Don't worry. Never finish. Why? Because God blessing to us always new. Always new. Remember this, always new. Let us pray. Few seconds, we try to see God in this morning. When we open when we open newspaper or we watch TV, make us worry. But when we come to God and see that He is in the throne and He is holy, 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 that means never change. Make us happy and strong. I want you this morning, before leave this sanctuary, you go with peace. You go with blessing. You can go with peace and blessing if you can see the God this morning. Let's ask Holy Spirit, come and open our heart, our mind, our eyes, so that we can see the God. We can see Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, that loves us so much, and say, I'm Emmanuel, the God who always be with you. And don't forget, after God already answered your prayer and question, go and be a blessing for other people.
Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, to love, to speak, to heal, to preach. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, giving life. Turn ashes to beauty, mourning to dancing, anguish to songs of praise. Pour your Spirit over. Your love rain down. Would you take these hands of mine and use me? Pour your Spirit over me. Let your love rain down. Would you take these feet of mine and lead me? Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, to go, to free, to give, to feed. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, spreading love. Turn ashes to beauty, mourning to dancing, anguish to songs of praise. Pour your Spirit over. Let your love rain down. Would you take these hands of mine and use me? Pour your Spirit over me. Let your love rain down. Would you take these feet of mine and lead me? Pour your Spirit over me. Let your love rain down. Would you take these hands of mine and use me? Pour your Spirit over me. Let your love rain down. Would you take these feet of mine and lead me?
Let's turn to prayer for our communities. There's a list of people who are suffering and from cancer and going through chemo process and looking for transplants. Let's really continue to lift them up in prayers and really press in for them. And then let's also continue to pray for our church community, families, members, extended family who are also suffering. And also let's pray for their salvations so that God can really come into their life and heal them physically and also spiritually. Also, let's continue to leave our members who are looking for employment. I heard that Tracy is having interview this week, so I really press in and pray that a favor of God be upon each one of them as they continue this journey of seeking employment. Let's turn to today, our mission focus. Our mission focus today is Japan and also Thailand and NK. Let's lift this country up for doors being opened for an empowerment of the missionary that's serving there and also the Christians that in this country. Just really ask for empowerment of God. Also, please leave off the Japan mission trip just coming in August, and let's pray for the preparations and also the fundraisings for the team as well. Also, let lift up Noah's Ark Nursery, SP Youth, and Men and Women Ministry. Just continue to lift up the people serving there, and also ask God to bring more worker as the church continue to grow. Although the house season is in holiday at this moment, but let's continue to lift up those house church leaders. Like during these 2 months, they have good rest and they're ready for the coming season in September to continue for the house church, and also pray for the house church unity despite this holiday break. Dear Lord Jesus, I just want to say thank you for the message that you have given to us, Lord. You let us see that, you know, beyond our current circumstances, that you are the God who sitting on the throne. And I really pray that, you know, this stirring of heart as we come face to face with you, we know that we are unclean, unworthy, but yet we are precious in your eyes. And that I pray that, you know, God, you really stir our heart, you know, so that, you know, we are ready to respond to your calling and be bold to be able to say that, here I am, God, use me, send me. And to be able to, you know, walk alongside with you and partner with you and see what you're doing for this world. Thank you, God, for this privilege to allow us to be part of this, your salvation plans. And we ask you to empower my brother and sister here this morning and refresh them. And I just pray that, you know, as they continue to meditate throughout the day, that your presence be so strong that they just be so soaking in you and be so empowered by you. Thank you, God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day, everyone.